This is VOA News. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The grinding war of attrition between Ukraine and Russia has been straining the West's ability to produce enough munitions to aid Kyiv and is forcing U.S. military planners to take notice in the new defense budget. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
A key part of the Pentagon's new $842 billion request, almost $31 billion, for munitions.
To increase procurement and improve the capability of not only hypersonic missiles, but also our most lethal and survivable subsonic weapons.
Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks says the request is a 50% increase compared to just 5 years ago. And she says the goal is to buy missiles, rockets, and ammo through new multi-year deals, better meet demand.
We are buying to the limits of the industrial base, even as we are expanding those limits.
But while the war in Ukraine has created a surge, most of the spending in the proposed budget will go to boost stocks aimed at deterring China in the Indo-Pacific. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Both Russia and Ukraine report the battle for eastern Ukraine's Bakhmut featured fierce fighting Monday as the month-long struggle for control of the city and the area around it raged on. Ukraine's military said it was using artillery, tanks, and other weapons to repel Russian attempts to capture the city. Britain's defense ministry has assessed in recent days that Russia's Wagner paramilitary group controls most of the eastern part of Bakhmut, with Ukrainian forces holding the western portion. Wagner founder Yevgeny Prigozhin described the situation Sunday as very tough, with the fighting getting more difficult the closer his forces got to the city center. Russia has targeted Bakhmut as a key part of its wider goal to seize the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. Both U.S. and NATO officials say Bakhmut has more symbolic importance than strategic. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden Monday sought to boost consumer confidence in the U.S. banking system following the failure of two major banks in recent days. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Americans can rest assured that our banking system is safe.
President Biden, after the swift and stunning collapse of two banks that prompted fears of a broader issue. His reassuring comments are key, says Mark Hamrick. He's the senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
I think it's been an important message from the administration, the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, the FDIC, that collectively they're saying that depositors should not have to worry.
The collapse of the two banks also creates a challenge for the Fed when it meets next week.
It now has to try to thread a needle between trying to accomplish its dual mandate, which is maximum employment and stable prices, or to bring down inflation, but also to help to ensure the stability of the financial system.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Malawi has diverted flights and suspended schools in its southern districts due to Cyclone Freddy, which government officials say has killed at least 40 people. The long-lasting tropical storm has now been active for more than a month. Lamek Messina reports for VOA from Blantyre, Malawi.
Cyclone Freddy hit Malawi on Friday and has so far caused damage in at least 10 districts in the country's south. The government in Lilongwe has suspended schools in southern Malawi. Yobu Kachiwanda is the spokesperson for the Malawi's Meteorological Department. He says the cyclone has started to weaken and is expected to leave Malawi soon. Cyclone Freddy first appeared more than a month ago and is believed to be the longest-lasting storm in the region for the past 20 years. Since February, the cyclone has left scores of people dead across Madagascar and twice hit Mozambique. The storm is expected to hit parts of Zambia and Zimbabwe this week. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on scientists to push governments to act on the climate before it's too late. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
We are at the tip of a tipping point.
This was a stark warning from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. His comments came as experts and officials from around the world gathered for a week-long meeting in the Swiss Alpine town of Interlaken. They met to finalize the last of seven reports issued by the UN's panel of top scientists. Addressing the delegates in a video message, the UN chief said the report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change could not come at a more pivotal time and urged the scientists to act.
I count on the IPCC to do what you have always done, point the way to solutions, and show the urgent need to end global heating with cold, hard facts.